Hello, and welcome to the Fighting Moose Podcast. I'm your host and narrator, Jason Hendrickson. This is a podcast where I retell stories, some fictional and some historical, that can be enjoyed by people of all ages. Well, here we are at the end of the book, mostly about Nibble the Bunny, written by John Breck. And we read the last chapter titled, Nibble Digs into Trouble and Slips Out. It's been a fun journey and a great time reading this book. I hope you have enjoyed it as well. What I will do after I release this episode is I will compile all the stories into one large file and release that as an audiobook, so if you want to listen to the whole story at a later time, you can do that. I don't know where we will go after this, so I'll have to ask the boss what he wants to read next. Like I said, I think I'm going to do some more Thornton W. Burgess, but we will see. Thank you for spending time with us and listening to the podcast. Your patronage is greatly appreciated. Now, let's turn to today's story. I hope you enjoy. Let's begin.
Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
To go to the moon in this decade and do the other things, not because they are easy, but because they are hard.
Nibble digs into trouble and slips out. Suddenly, Nibble put up his ears and put down his nose in great surprise. Then he hopped up on to the gray stone where he had hidden from Tommy Peel, and looked carefully about him, for he could see Tommy Peel's footsteps following his own trail just ahead of him, and Tommy Peel's dark blue sweater and red mittens looking more than ever like Redwing the Blackbird, not so very far away. He couldn't see Tommy's tall rubber boots because they were hidden behind the cornstalk tent down in the broad field. "Now I wonder what he's doing down there," Nibble asked himself. He never for a minute thought of being afraid. He didn't even know that what Tommy was doing had anything to do with him. Well, when Nibble Rabbit isn't afraid, he's always curious. He made a triangle or two of his tracks because he meant to be awfully careful about this man, as he called Tommy, and crept up behind him. And what do you think Tommy was doing? He was making a figure four trap. He took a soapbox and balanced it on top of three little sticks. One was a bait stick. He had speared it through a fine fat carrot. And when he got them all fitted together, he took a handful of wheat out of his pocket and spread it under the box. Anyone could eat the wheat, but the box would come down, blam, on the first fellow who touched that carrot. Only it wouldn't hurt him. He'd just be caught in there under the soapbox until Tommy came and took him out. That is, unless he could dig under the edge of it. But that isn't what happened to Nibble, oh no. For before he ever reached it, there were three little mice in it. They were the very same mice Nibble had invited to that very same cornstalk tent on the night of his storm party. The lady mouse hopped up on that bait stick and, blam, down came the soapbox. But of course, that didn't bother the mice at all. They felt safer in the dark, and it was warm and comfortable after the box shut the wind out. Nibble came leaping up. "Are you hurt?" he called. "No," answered the mice all at once. "It's perfectly lovely in here." And the lady mouse added, "We found the loveliest root I ever set tooth to. I think it must be some of that water chinquapin Dr. Muskrat gave you. Do come and help us eat it." So Nibble Rabbit's busy little feet found a crack in the crust and made the snow fly. Scritch-scratch went his claws. "Hurry up," called his mouse friends who were inside. "We've eaten up half of this lovely root already." They were perfectly willing to give him his share if he could only get in with them to eat it, and he was doing his very best. Crunch, crunch, nibble, 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 went their busy teeth. They didn't mean to be selfish, but a mouse is such a hungry little thing, it just can't wait for anyone. Now Tommy Peel had heard the blam when his trap was sprung. So he came hurrying back as fast as ever he could in his tall rubber boots. He was making all manner of noise, but nobody heard him. For Nibble already had his head under the trap. His sprawly legs were spread out to get a good grip on the snow, and even his puffy tail seemed trying to help him as he squirmed into it. And didn't Tommy Peel laugh when he saw that? Who ever heard of anything so foolish as digging into a trap? "Here," said the Lady Mouse, remembering how she had eaten Nibble's corn in the little cornstalk tent. "You'll find the heart is the sweetest." And soon the juice was dripping from Nibble's busy little jaws. "It isn't water chinquapin," he found time to say, "but it's quite as good, and this place seems nice and safe. I don't think even Silvertip the Fox could catch us." "Hush," said the mouse, "I think I hear that awful beast every time you speak of him." But Nibble was too busy making up for the lost time even to listen. Up crept Tommy Peel with his eyes on the place where Nibble crawled in. At last, he got his hand over it, then he hit the box on the other side. Then didn't those foolish little beasts who were feasting on his carrot sit up and listen? And didn't they start to run? But there wasn't any place to run to, for Nibble finally found his hole with Tommy Peel's red mitten in it, and his poor little heart began to beat like mad. "Mice," he whispered, "it's that man." So they huddled up into a miserable little heap in the very middle of that soapbox and waited, and Tommy waited too. But they kept so very still, he said to himself, "I wonder if that bunny's got out on the other side." So he looked all around, and of course he saw there were no fresh tracks in the snow. Then he pulled off one of his mittens and reached in to feel. And his hand found Nibble's soft, warm fur, and his fingers hunted for Nibble's floppy ears. But they just happened to touch the nose of that lady mouse. "Ow, ow, 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 ow! Let go!" shouted Tommy. And trap and sticks and rabbit and mice went whirling. And Tommy danced up and down in his tall rubber boots. In the whole world, you could not have found a more frightened bunny than Nibble when Tommy Peel held him up by his long ears and started toward the barn. I wish I could tell you right now what happened to him then, but, bless me, so many things happened that this book simply will not hold them. It is all written down, though, and if you want to know how he made friends with the red cow, and how he learned about Tad Coon, and how he learned about many other things, you can read about every bit of it in the other books about Nibble and his friends, 'cause that lady mouse had bitten him. But Nibble didn't know that. He dashed across the snow, his tufty tail flicking at every jump. "Catch me if you can!" And of course, Tommy couldn't. Not just then. But later, well, that's another story, and a good one too. The red cow was in it, and Ophie the rat, and Chirp, and Watch the dog, and Tad Coon, and Dr. Muskrat, of course, and, oh, you'll just have to wait till that story has a cover of its own, I guess, 'cause this one's too full to squeeze it in.
Tranquility Base here. The One small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the Fighting Moose Podcast. Please join us next time as we read another exciting story. Today's music was provided by the artist Analog by Nature, and the audio clips were provided from NASA. For more information to download and or listen to audio or materials from all our recordings, or to contact us, please visit www.thefightingmoose.com, or you can follow the links in the show notes. If you enjoy the podcast, please leave us a review wherever you get your podcast or on iTunes and tell a friend. Thank you for your patronage, and as always, try and do a random act of kindness every day.
Mission complete, Houston. After serving the world for over 30 years, the space shuttle's earned its place in history and it's come to a final stop.